right. So what if you are shooting your shot with someone who has information about you, your personal finances even? Do you continue group therapy?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, is this Jason?
Hey, Ben and Kelly. I've got a question for you and maybe your listeners too.
Oh,
I don't think it's.
All right, let's go. I love it. Out the gate. He's ready to
dive
roll.
Dive in. Let's get down to business.
Let's get down to business. No chit chat.
Time is money.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's dramatic enough for a group therapy, but, you know, just something I'm going through right now.
Okay.
Would you date someone you regularly see?
What? Isn't that a good thing?
Well, all right. I'll put it to you this way. So I go to the bank to withdraw some cash, right?
And yeah.
I just want to avoid the ATMs and stuff like that. I visit various, I guess you call them tellers while I'm there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's this one teller I see inside, and we often chat.
Mm-hmm.
She always talks about tennis and whether I've bought a new racket yet, since one time I told her that I like playing tennis.
Okay. Good chit chat. Sure.
Yeah, and I kind of get the feeling that she hopes I would invite her out to play tennis with me sometime.
Okay, well, why don't you?
Yeah, do you want to?
I would. I would love to, but, you know, to me it just would feel a bit awkward that I'm hanging out or going on a date with someone who knows what's in my bank account and stuff like this. Like, am I overthinking this?
Are you afraid that she's looking at you like, she's like a gold digger
like
or something?
Like a sugar daddy, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like she just knows a lot about me kind of thing.
Okay.
You know, like, she's nice and attractive and, like, you know, all that good stuff. And, you know, maybe this is me thinking, like, just a bunch of steps ahead, but I feel like I'd have to change banks or something if something doesn't work out between us.
That probably wouldn't be great for her.
But, like, I feel like, though, Jason, you've got a bit of a point where, you know, some things you kind of keep guarded when you're just getting to know someone. And
right.
Maybe your financial situation is one of those that you don't necessarily, on the first date or first get together, you're like, hey, hi, my name is Ben and I make this amount of money.
Right. That's a deeper layer that you uncover later once you're in an established relationship. I get that.
Right. So, but I got to feel like, and maybe there are bank tellers or people who work in the banking industry who can confirm this, but I feel like there's a level of
security.
Right.
Or that they can't just go rooting around and see all the things.
Yeah, customer mm-hmm. discretion type of thing. I feel like even if she could access that,
she probably just sees your deposits, but I don't know if she can go in and look at all your balances and all the things like that.
I mean, but that's just us speculating, Kelly.
You're right. We're not in the industry.
Obviously.
But I don't think we cross her off the list because of this.
Okay.
Like, we give her a chance.
Yeah.
I think I'd like to hear if there's any.
We need some people,
banking
bankers.
People.
We need banking people to let us know what is the most
is
that,
a
like, a teller can find out about people's personal finances.
Is that a deal breaker for you? What if tellers reach out to us and say, yeah, we absolutely can look up and see what Jason could make.
Yeah.
Is that going to
scare you away completely?
I was going to say, is that a deal breaker, you think?
I mean, it just feels weird. I don't know. How would you feel if, like, you know, meet someone, they're kind of great, but then, you know, they just kind of know your social security number, like, the whole time and all that stuff.
Okay,
but there's one thing of knowing it, and then what, like, there's something else about if she's doing something about it, or it's influencing.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? I understand your fears, but maybe we can get some people in the banking industry to calm your fears and to let you know that there is a certain level she can't get to, and it's fine.
And you're right, Jason. This isn't a huge dramatic group therapy sesh, but I think
it's relatable.
It is relatable. It is. So I do appreciate you allowing us to, you know, chat with you and reach out to you, and you know, maybe we can ease your mind at least.
And maybe get you a new girlfriend.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, everybody.
All right, see ya. Got a message, text from Tony, who says, hey, coming from a banker of 10 years, we don't really care about your bank account. People have several accounts. Unless you have subscriptions to OnlyFans, we don't really pay attention.
Gotcha.
By the way, I don't play tennis. Darn. Just
okay.
ask her.
Okay. All right.
Just ask her. I don't.
Good to know.
Yeah, that is funny. Well, okay. All right. We are getting several people who have had experience in the banking industry kind of weighing in and saying, and it looks like from the early people who are texting in, yes, bankers have access to everything. Like they can see everything. They can see everything. But a lot of people are like, we don't care.
Okay.
We don't care. All right. So 502-795-1997. You have any experience with that? You have anything to say? Weigh in, group therapy. All right. So we just got off the phone with Jason, 997DJX. He wants to kind of shoot his shot with a teller, a bank teller that he frequents. He goes in to the bank. He doesn't trust ATMs. And
they chit-chat a lot.
Yeah, and they chit-chat. There's some mutual interest there, maybe some light flirting. And he's like, I think it's weird, though, that she knows all my, like, financial situation.
Should that make him feel weird?
Right, exactly. Ashley rolls in on text and says, look, been in the banking industry for 12 years. I can see everything on the account that isn't a bank employee. But once the bank knows they're in cahoots, they could put a code on it to mark out balances and transactions.
Oh, okay. That might make him feel better.
Or he could even request that the bank does that. And so we're like only a manager could see it. Yeah. So if that would make him feel better about like her situation. But a lot of people are just like, you know, we see hundreds and hundreds of accounts every single day. And also there need to be a reason, like they can see activity and why you're getting in.
Right.
So it'd be like,
not studying it.
But also managers would be like, why are you looking into this account more than you need to?
Exactly.
And so there would have to be a reason for that.
Well, Gene says, I'm a baker. Let the guy know that yes, we can see absolutely everything. But we can't see what he has in other financial institutions. Let him know that the teller passed rigorous background checks before she was hired. So she's probably a pretty trustworthy person. I say go for it.
Yeah. I mean, everything that I'm seeing so far, everybody's like,
Don't let
it hold you back.
Yeah. Lisa says, if a bank teller talking to you about mutual interest means they're interested, then every bank teller I deal with every week wants to date me.
Well, look at you, Lisa. Hey.
I mean, only he can judge whether there's like genuine flirting or just really good customer service going on there.
Right. And I would tend to be the person who would err on the side of she's just being good customer service representative rather than trying to shoot her shot against me.
But yeah, I don't see anybody that said, yeah, Dad, no, definitely she's on a no date zone.
Right. No, right. No, that. I think that's it's, you know, just play your cards right. And, you know, maybe talk to her more a little bit about tennis. And that apparently seems to be a mutual interest that you share.
Yeah, it's hard enough to find a connection with someone.
Right.
You know, let alone just crossing her off the list because of her job.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, kudos to you for actually going into the bank and not just doing online banking.
Exactly. Like,
That's
personal connection.
That is personal connection right there. So I guess what we're saying is don't let that deter you from shooting your shot.
Right.
All right.
She could be great. This could be your happily ever after.
Keep us posted. That's group therapy.